Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
We clear?
Okay. May you have a good Juma. Yeah, we clear. Okay, brother.
Thank you. Thank you for your support. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Brothers and sisters, thank you for calling in today. All praise due to Allah. This is our Juma in Los Angeles, California. And I believe this is 25th of Jumada. We 24th of Jumada. The first Jamal, you know, there's two of them, and we thank Allah for you joining in to us, and we appreciate the support of the Block Talk Radio, Brother Amin Muhammad, and all the brothers and sisters who are calling in from around the country and also locally. All praises to Allah. We're going to start the Juma in just a moment. We're going to go ahead and call the adhan, and once again, welcome, and we appreciate you calling in. Stay on the line. Don't hang up. And incidentally, brothers and sisters from around the country have been given the greeting. So everybody who's on, there are other believers who have sent you the greeting. I want you to know that right now. So stay on the line. Don't hang up. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, don't hang up. We're going to call the van right now. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح هيا للفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Now if there's a khatib on the line, assalamu alaikum everyone. Now if there's a khatib on the line, I need you to hang up your phone. I'm going to call you back on another line. So khatib only, hang up right now.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Okay, brothers and sisters, I hope everybody is connected now. We thank Allah that we're able to manage these phone calls. I want you, if you can, to keep your environment as quiet as possible and or put your phone on mute, and we appreciate that. We call the adhan, and we thank Allah that he has allowed us to come to our Juma and be present at our Juma today. Today is December 8th, 2023, and as I mentioned earlier, I believe this is Jamada, the 24th day of Jamada in the year 1445 on the Islamic calendar. And some people will say, well, why is that important? It's very important because there are people in the world who are Muslims. There are people in the world who have been living by the Islamic calendar for over 1,445 years. So let me say also, because, for the Muslims who are being attacked and murdered, we want to say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong, and to Him is our return. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong, and unto Him is our return. For the brothers and sisters who are ill or who are being attacked and who are dying, and by the forces of the devil. And we're going to talk about some of that today. But we're going to open up the Jumu'ah with the official and the original khutbah al-Hajjah that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used whenever he opened up any of his talks. And it goes as follows. Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min sharuri anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina an yahdiyallahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah. In the translation it says, truly praise be to Allah. We seek His help and His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray, and whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray, and whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. He has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is His servant and His messenger. Brothers and sisters, we thank Allah over and over again for the guidance that He has given us. And if it were not for the guidance of Allah, we would have no guidance. There would be no guidance. And we thank Allah for guiding us to this way of life. And I want you to hold your head up. I want you to be thankful to Allah that He has offered you this treasure, offered you this valuable way of thinking and this valuable way of seeing everything, so that we will be those who are truly worthy of what He has said about the believers in the Holy Quran. Untum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lilnas ta'muruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna 'anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah. That you are the best of people. You've been raised up. You are the best of people, raised up for the benefit of all mankind, believing in what is right, calling to what is right, and forbidding what is wrong, and believing in Allah. That's our identity, brothers and sisters, that you, your whole role is to call to what is right and forbid what is wrong. That includes guiding yourself with this guidance from Allah. We read the Holy Quran, and we follow what was first revealed to Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, that he guided himself with. It's really Allah doing the guiding, but we have to do our part. And so we follow what Allah has revealed to Muhammad and peace be upon him, and that's what we live. And because of that, we become a shining light like he was. Al-Munir, illuminator, Munirun, illuminating the way. One who is best guided, one who knows the right way. And I hope that if your phone is making noise, that you will quiet it as best you can. This is being recorded, so everybody whose email address I have and everybody whose phone number I have, I'm going to try to make sure, inshallah, I'm going to make sure that you get a copy of this, and hopefully you can get everything out of it that we're talking about. Jumu'ah is very, 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 very important for our guidance, brothers and sisters. Allah has commanded that we do this, that we stop every Friday for about an hour or so, and that we realign, that we preach this message, that we give this knowledge from the Holy Quran and from the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, that we call his sunnah. And he has said that if you follow the book of Allah and his sunnah, you will never go astray. So that's plain right there. That's plain. And you must struggle. Don't be disheartened by what the devil is doing. Don't be discouraged. Don't say, woe is me, what are we going to do now? And let's march, 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 and let's get guns, and let's do whatever. Nobody can help you but Allah. The help of Allah is the only help you're going to get. If the world stands against Shaitan, good. But we have to make sure that we stand against Shaitan by not letting him influence us. So remember, keep yourself straight. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was told that. What we're talking about at the Jummah is the same guidance that he got. And Allah told him, don't be discouraged. Don't be weak. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, on the friends of Allah, there is no fear, nor shall they grieve. So don't be afraid of Shaitan. Don't be so in love with the life of the world and the goodies that you get. Toys, clothes, and the cars, and the food, and the jewelry, and whatever. Don't be so happy with the money and all that stuff, big old house, that you forget about what Allah is doing for you, the soul. Can't take them houses and cars and jewelry and money with you when you pass from this life. In the grave, the only thing that comes with you is how were you treating Allah? How were you respecting Allah? That's the only thing that's coming with you is your deeds, which includes your prayers, which includes your fasting, which includes your charity, your zakat, your sadaqah, poor, looking out for the orphans, looking out for the widows. All those things, those good deeds go with you. Right now, you're alive and you have the scale right in your hands. It's in your possession. Every deed you do is either going to be a good deed or a bad deed. And you want your good deeds to mount up, mount up, mount up every day. You want to, on purpose, do what you're supposed to do. Allah has all described in the Holy Quran about how we're supposed to act. And in the life of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the example of how to use the Quran in your daily life and how he used it in his daily life. And Allah says, if you follow the Prophet, you follow in Allah. Alhamdulillah. So let us be motivated. Don't be scared. You're going to get all kinds of tests. A few minutes ago, I almost couldn't read all the words because of my the Arabic is real small, and I was trying to read the English, too, but my eyes are going out. Don't be scared. Just keep doing whatever you can do. Now, Allah has given you five senses, and two of them are very powerful in the life of the world for serving Allah. The eyes and the ears, very powerful. In fact, they're often called your social senses. These are the ones you can communicate with and get information from readily from your environment, right through the airwaves. You can see and you can hear. You also got the taste and the smell, and you got the touch. Some of these, of the five senses, some of these go around the corner. Some of them go right down the street or across town. Some of them go across the earth. Because right now, I don't know where you are. There's one imam on here, sheikh on here. He's out in Georgia, and he can hear what I'm saying. So Allah has designed us to use what we have, and we have to use it to the fullest. Don't be discouraged. I was in the military, and don't be discouraged. You get your leg blowed off. You still got another leg. You got your two arms. Most importantly, you got your head and your thoughts, your ideas, your training. So don't give up. You still are on a mission, and this mission that we're on for Allah is the greatest mission, and we have the greatest tools, the greatest faculties. We have the greatest knowledge. Nobody thinks like us. Nobody can perform like the believers. Allah says you are the best. Kun khayra. That means you're the best. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas. You are the best community, a whole bunch of you. I think on the earth now there's about 2,000 million Muslims. 2,000 million. That's 2 billion, as they say. And they say there are over 100 million Muslims who know the Holy Quran by heart. Over 100 million Muslims who know the whole Holy Quran by heart. Think of it. And then there's millions and millions and hundreds of millions of more who know big chunks, big swaths of the Holy Quran. And then there are hundreds and hundreds of millions of more who recognize any something or anything that comes from the Quran, even though they may not know it that well. You should be praising Allah, thanking Allah. And Allah says he's got angels who listen, who guard you, who listen and pay attention when you read the Quran. And Allah says he's got angels who will protect you whenever you listen to the Quran or reciting the Quran. Whenever you think about Allah, you got angels on you, brothers and sisters. You better really believe that. You better realize that. This is the truth we live in. Allah says he has made everything. Everything that he has made it out of nothing else but truth. Just pray to Allah to let that truth come into you. Just let it sink into you, saturate into you, infuse your whole being so that you believe very strongly in Allah and you perform like you believe very strongly. If you do that, then you'll be setting an example. You'll be an illuminating light, too, for the rest of the world. Don't pay much attention to them because they live in all kind of foolishness, all kind of manner of madness. The leaders can't lead. The teachers can't teach. The thinkers can't think. The doers can't do. Don't you see them every day? Every day. The talkers can't talk. The preachers can't preach no more. Who can talk better than the believers? Who has better things to say than the believers? Nobody. So I hope you're awake to these facts, brothers and sisters. And in a sense, you're all alone. Except that you got the help of Allah. Allah says, you have his help, they have none. That's a verse in the Holy Quran. You have the help of Allah, and they have none. One of his attributes is the supporter. He gives you strong support, the strongest support. Other people, they are created, but they Allah says he has made them out of the base matter that they know. They love living in a base matter. They just material. They love the material world. They love the things. He just made them out of the base matter. And after a while, you see people that have to live in the alley. Unfortunately, there's some people that are forced into a bad situation. But there's some people who love the muck and the mire and the nastiness. And they're so comfortable with it. If you were to ask them, why are you living like this? They'll say, what? What? Because they can't even see how nasty they have become. I don't care if they got on a $1,000 suit or driving a Rolls Royce or whatever, they're nasty. Their mind is nasty. Their souls are nasty. What kind of mind you think these porn media people got? And the other media people who are also perverts and weirdos. Don't you see it? You're looking right at it. Brothers and sisters, it's time for us to assume the mantle that Allah has made for us. You know, a mantle is a big old cape that you put around your shoulders, and your hood might have a hood on it to protect you from the cold. Well, the mantle that Allah gives you protects you from the perversion and the nastiness, the filth and the ignorance. It protects you from the lies and the superstitions. It protects you from the foul way of living that these people live, all the way up into their so-called religions. It can't guide you. Allah says the best people closest to you are the Christians. And you hear what they have taught the ex-slave as being Christianity. He can't follow that. Why would he follow the people who teach him so-called Christianity when they're the same ones that want to kill him, same ones that want to hate him? And you know how they do in society. First, they laugh at you, make fun of you, and defame you, they call it. And then they start to abuse you. They abuse you, First, they'll lightly abuse you to see what's going to happen or see how you're going to take it or see if you can do anything about it. Then they start, and once you get so desperate, you start doing bad stuff. Then they tell everybody all over the world, look at him. Look how evil he is. Look how wicked he is. Look how they kill each other. Look how they get on drugs. Look how they pop their finger and play all the time when they should be great builders. Laugh at you. And then when the world looks and see, yeah, they are a bunch of clowns. Every time you do something wrong after that, they got they perverted laws ready to arrest you, attack you, kill you. You know that. I couldn't possibly teach how they pervert the human being and piece by piece dismantle him. I can't explain that or describe that better than the brother Malcolm Shabazz that we had. They call him El-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz. They call him Malcolm X, but we know his name to be a Muslim, El-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz. I couldn't begin to tell you how they defame and manipulate and subjugate any kind of good life that you have. Take your woman and turn her into a man. Take your man, turn him into a woman. And even if they left them alone, the man and the woman don't want to be bothered with each other because they're working day and night to destroy the family, to pervert your children. Your children they call gangs. Their children they call people who, maybe he needs some counseling. Maybe he needs to see a doctor. But because they hate you, and see, all this is behind the fact that they wanted to use you. They went to different countries of the world and kidnapped people, stole people, imprisoned people, put people to work, enslaved them, put them to work so that they could get the benefit from it. Don't you know there's generations now that are still getting the benefits from their sinful and criminal dads and moms? Yeah, one species of human being, subspecies, degenerating and abusing and enslaving another. Allah does not want that. Allah says he has not allowed for oppression for anybody, not even for himself. Allah says he's the Lord of the world, but he says he has denied oppression even for himself. So you know we're not supposed to be under nobody else doing what they want us to do, all their perverted stuff, and not worshiping Allah. Brothers and sisters, we better wake up. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, showed you the kind of sacrifices you have to be willing to make to throw off oppression, to throw off evil ones trying to destroy you. Prophet Jesus, peace be upon them, call them the children of the devil. That's them Israelis. He didn't call them Israelis, he called them Jews. But Allah calls them the children of Israel in the Holy Quran. He said that Jesus said they are like their father, the devil. He was a liar and a criminal. He was a liar from the beginning. And the things he did, ye would do also. That's what he was saying about not you Muslims, that the people who follow him will do crime. And the Jews have a history of following their father, the devil. Jesus said that. So I guess that makes him anti-Semitic. No, it doesn't, because he was Semitic, if you want to use that word. But they want to use it like a club or something and beat you with it over the head every time somebody says something. They can talk about you, but you're not supposed to be able to talk about them. And every time you say something, they say you're anti-Semitic. Apologize. We're not apologizing. They don't apologize to Allah. They have great contempt, horrible contempt for Allah. They say that that Allah is weak, but they are strong. Jesus told them they were like their father, the devil. They say Jesus wasn't even holy, and that he did not come from Allah. Look in the Google it, and you'll see that the Jews do not take Jesus to be anyone of legitimate religion, nor his mother. Allah says it right in the Quran, how they make fun of the prophets and how they terrible things about Mary. May Allah be pleased with her, his mother Mary. Jesus, the son of Mary. And she is the mother. Mary, the mother of Jesus. She's not like the devil has tricked other religions to say she's the mother of God. Holy, holy Mary, mother of God. No, because Jesus is not God. He was a messenger. He said, and if you read the Bible, and Muslims should be very learned in the Bible and in the Quran, but we know that everything in the Quran has, everything in the Bible has to be measured by what the Quran is saying, because the Quran is the whole truth and nothing else but the truth. And we believe in it. And we don't believe that anyone has come, not even Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has come as a messenger of God or an angel to be worshipped. No one. But we hold to what has been revealed, and we know that Jesus came, Moses came, Abraham came, Noah, and many, many others, David, his son Solomon, and many, many, many others, Noah, all the way back to Adam. We are called the sons of Adam, not the sons of God, as the Christians have been tricked into putting in there, in their book, the Bible. Their false leaders, children of Satan, have manipulated the media in such a way that even the religions, they've given the world false religions. They tried to get the Quran, but Allah says not even they can't even produce one verse of it. Brothers and sisters, let us stay awake and let us realize that no one can lead with anything that is superior to what is in the Quran. Allah says about himself that he, la ilaha illallah, there's nothing worthy of worship except Allah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. That's our pledge. In order to become a Muslim, you have to confess to Allah that you're going to give up all the what the world's trying to teach you. You're going to give up all the sinfulness. You're going to give up all the disgrace and the lies. You're going to give up all the corruption and nonsense that they have on television and that you see in society. You're going to give up on all those poisons that they put in the neighborhood, the liquor, the drugs. That you're going to turn away from that way of life, so-called way of life. People are dying. They're dying right now. And then you, after you have purged yourself or determined that you are not going to follow the world, you have to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness that there is nothing and no one worthy of worship except Allah. No one worthy of listening to except Allah. And Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. That's where you're going to get to hear what Allah has for us to follow. And we have what Muhammad said, what Muhammad received, and what he said. We have it in the Holy Quran. So you got to stay busy with your Holy Quran, brothers and sisters. You'll find a lot of it in the Bible, but you'll find how it's supposed to be exactly in the Quran. And if it doesn't measure up with what you see in the Quran, you have to reject it. You have to put it someplace else. Allah said that many things in the Bible that are objectionable. There are things in the Quran that have to be deleted, put out of your mind. There's things that have to be that have been changed in there. So remember that all your relatives and all your friends around you who are not Muslims, they have been influenced by the Bible that these people don't even listen to. They're not that much into the Bible. If Jesus said the Jews were the children of the devil, then what happened to that? That means if they don't follow that, if they can't readily see that what the Israelis are doing is evil and wicked and acts of the devil, the deeds of the devil, then that means they don't believe Jesus. See, they don't believe what Jesus said then. About. They don't believe what Jesus said. So these people are very confused. And as I was alluding to earlier, the people who were stolen from their countries, they certainly have no excuse to be following the people who claim to be Christian. The Europeans, they have no right. They're going to, the missionaries have gone into Africa, as well as the churches that they have over here. They call them missionary Baptist churches. And they have filled the big slave's head. He's still a slave if his mind is enslaved. He's still a slave if his mind is enslaved. He's still a slave if he can't think. He's still a slave if he's not making decisions that make him get away from the ones that are allowing drugs in the country. And not, they're not angry about people who are smuggling drugs in. They're not angry about the alcohol and the drunkenness. You say Jesus turned water into wine. You're trying to tell me that Jesus, the prophet, would take water and turn it into alcohol? Well, if they say, then he wasn't turning it into alcohol. He was just turning it into wine. Okay, then why are you making it alcohol then? So they are so confused and they can't get out of it. And then they say they don't want to follow a Muslim. We're not confused, brothers and sisters. We have the best teaching. We have the wisest teaching. Our teaching is called the Al-Hakim. Allah's name is Al-Hakim, and the Quran is called Al-Hakim. Kitab al-Hakim, the wise book. Kitab al-Haq, the true book, comes from Allah's name too. Al-Haq, the truth. And he says that he has made everything, everything which he has made it true. And he has made it clean and righteous from the beginning. That's the original. Some people say they want to be the original man. Then be the original man. Be the original mind. Be the original thinking. Be the original thinking then. You can't be the original thinker because that's too high for you. But live inside of the original thinking. And if you live long enough inside the original thinking and you teach with the original thinking and you speak with the original thinking, then you're speaking with truth. If you go around in the community and in your family and you're speaking with the original thinking, then you're speaking with truth. That's Allah's own word. That's what he wants us to do, to be the people who represent what's really real, the real reality, the real reality. That's what we're to live in, brothers and sisters. Don't ask the society what to do. They don't know what to do. You see that. They're not going to help you anyway. They want you to stay in the missionary Baptist church or the missionary teachings that they got because their mission is to keep you enslaved. In your thinking, psychologically. They want to keep you crazy. They want to keep you doing weird things. They want to keep you feeling bad when Allah says that the believers, it's in the Quran, the believers will have joy in all that they do. I've had three or four supporters and three or four relatives and probably all together about five, six people who have died lately from various things. But that's just not going to stop me from doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I know what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm supposed to be serving Allah, worshiping and serving Allah alone, not joining any partners with him. The Holy Quran says, follow Ibrahim, the saint in faith, and he joined not partners with Allah. وَمَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ He was not of the polytheists, those who worship all kind of stuff. That's what this society tells you. It wants you to worship all kind of stuff. Don't listen to the actors. Don't listen to the comedians. Somebody wrote them scripts. Somebody wrote scripts for them, words to say, words to present to you or to force on you. They get a lot of money, the singers. They get a lot of money for forcing their lies on you. Those lies have to be approved by the devil in the media. The sportscasters, the announcers, it doesn't matter who they are, the actors, their scripts have to be approved by the devil to be forced on you so you can't think. Presented to you in such a way that you laugh because you think it's funny. You want to be like them because they got wardrobe. They got people that work in makeup. They got people who work in all of the crafts that present that are needed, all the crafts that are needed to keep the actors and the singers looking cute and make them more and more and more appealing so that they will catch your mind. Allah says, don't let the, he talks about the things in the life of this world that will dazzle you. Don't let the life of this world and the things and the people do and say, don't let their speech dazzle you. Try to catch your mind, catch your attention, catch your imagination and capture you and psychologically enslave you so that next thing you know, you're doing the same thing they doing. You're talking like they talk. You want to be them. You wish you had all that money too. But you see what happens as soon as they say anything about the devil's scheme, soon as they, those actors or singers or announcers say anything about the devil's scheme, they come against him. They say, you're being anti-Semitic. And they come against him and make him lose all the money that they helped him get, that they let him get. Yeah, they'll make these toys. They'll make these human toys, these human sets, these human sets and creatures for you to emulate and to idolize, make idols out of them. That's what they are, little idols, so-called little gods. Oh, he's a god. She's a god. She's a goddess. They make all this little superstition stuff, cartoons, astrology. They make all that nonsense to capture your imagination so they can psychologically keep you enslaved. If you don't listen and obey, then they'll come against you. Those actors and singers and dancers and stuff that lose their money overnight for talking about the Jews or not agreeing with them, that's because the Jews are the ones who gave them the money. Look in every area of media. Look in every area of the music industry, movie industry, the politicians, the judges, look in every area, banking, and you'll see that the Jews have control over those entities, over those fields. Look at the rich, so-called richest man in the world. They call him Elon Musk. He said something about them. They said he's anti-Semitic. They went after his money. He told them to go to hell. He really said F you. So they said, oh, we have to use another scheme on him. So what they did was the same scheme they used on somebody else. I'll tell you that in a second. They invited him over there to let him meet with the prime minister of Israel, walked him through the neighborhoods, walked him through what they call the kibbutzes, which is these like communities of Jews. Solely for them. They ain't let nobody else in. Don't even dream about living among them. They won't even accept you. They don't even like you as a stepchild. And then they parade him around, make it look like he changed his mind about what he had said, that they were actually slaughtering people and that they were doing crimes against humanity. That's what he said about them. And so they make it look like he had changed his mind. So he can go wherever he want to go now because they got him on camera looking like he's a friend. And then they'll put in the words, they'll write the script and say, oh, he's with us now and he's sorry. So that's what they did to Henry Ford when Henry Ford, the car maker, he went and he had investigators go and find out who was trying to control America and take over the power in America, and it was the Jews. When they found out that he was doing that through his newspaper called the Dearborn Independent, they went and bought up all the Dearborn Independents. They went and put him on TV and radio, and, you know, in those times they had newspapers, and they said that he was anti-Semitic. Then when they saw that they couldn't tear him down because he was so well-connected and so rich, they started saying, well, we met with Henry Ford. We had a meeting with him and the big Jews. We had a meeting with the big Jews said they had a meeting with him, and they said he changed his mind. He's not like that anymore, and he apologized. Henry Ford, the paper that I read from his secretary said he didn't ever, Henry Ford said he didn't ever apologize to them. But they made it appear like he had apologized, the same way as they make it appear that Elon Musk is on their side now, which he isn't. What's the Holy Quran say about the death of Jesus? That they killed him not, nor did they crucify him, though it was made to appear to them, to everybody. You see? So that's the power of the media. I just wanted to put that in there so you have something to think about. But some of you already know these kinds of things, and you know what the children of Israel using the media are capable of. Jesus called them vipers. That's a snake. They're sneaky, quiet. Next thing you know, they done slid up to you and bit you and infected you and poisoned you and killed you. That's what they do. I never say nothing bad about them. I just tell you what the Quran says. If I tell you what history says and the Quran says, it'll choke them by the neck until they are dead. And that's what's going to happen to them. Satan, in the end, is going to say, "I don't blame me. I couldn't do anything but call you. You listen to me, and it was you, your own fault, that you were astray. So don't blame me. Blame your own soul." That's what the devil says. So, brothers and sisters, our job is not to listen to them. Our job is to lead the people, if we can, like sheep, away from them. If we can't. That's why in the religion, many messenger people, believing people, are looked upon as shepherds to lead the people right, when the devil is like the wolf hiding and trying to call them, or the goat trying to call them and lead them astray. Anyway, we're going to go into the second part of the talk. May Allah have mercy upon me and upon us, and forgive us our sins, and let us hold together in unity, and especially hold our minds by reading the Holy Quran. And we'll go into the second part of the talk in just a moment. Don't hang up. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Stay on the line. Don't hang up. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. We thank Allah for his guidance and his mercy and his forgiveness. We thank Allah for showing us the right way. We ask Allah's mercy be upon us and upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of all of the messengers. And we say it in the form of Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala al-Kharam Rusaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. So brothers and sisters, you know, there's so much to say during the Jummah, but our main thing is to get you to think about what Allah says he wants us to do. That means we have to submit. We have to submit to what Allah wants us to do. And we are called submitters. We surrender ourselves to Allah. And we do like Ibrahim. He did not join partners with Allah. We are the officers of the law. The Holy Quran is being revealed to us. And we are, Allah said in the Holy Quran, he forms us into ranks. He's got us ranged in ranks for his service. So we are the ones who should be listened to in the life of this world. Don't let nobody tell you what to do that's not a believer. I mean, in the little daily stuff, mundane things, you know, a woman might tell you how to hold a baby if you don't, haven't had any training in that. But in the important things, like how to live your life as a believer in Allah, how to live the principles of the religion, having faith in Allah and his messenger, making your prayers properly, like Muslims are commanded to do, giving in charity. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, says, charity burns up sins. Charity burns up sins, like water extinguishes fire. So let us remember that. So we are officers of the law, not the law of this society, but they want to send police to kill you. They want to send armies to enslave you. They want racist groups to abuse you. We are officers of the law of Allah, and the laws of Allah are just. They're all about justice. They're all about the doing of good. They're all about, I mean, imagine if everybody on your block was a Muslim. Would you have anything to worry about? No, you wouldn't go hungry. You wouldn't go naked. You wouldn't have any problems that couldn't be handled. We are learned people. We are to learn the religion, and we are to learn something that will be for the good of the community.
Things arise.
Now, I think we have an open mic somewhere. So, brothers and sisters, if you can hear me, please put your phone on mute. Thank you.
Want your ears are open.
You cannot listen to the leadership in America. Give me one second. Let me see if I can do anything about that. I hope it's not disturbing anybody. Let me see. Give me one second. Thank you. Because one of our members is a teacher. And so sometimes you can hear his students in the background. And let's see if that helps. So the leadership in America and the Western world on most levels, for the most part, on most levels, they failed you, cannot lead you. What will they lead you with? They're not going to lead you with the Quran. Then they try to convince you that the laws of the land are the superior laws, and they reject the Quran. Allah said in the Holy Quran, when you talk to them about the Quran, you talk to them about the truth, you'll notice a denial on their face. And they'll open their mouth and say they don't accept that. Allah says they want to blow out the truth, destroy the truth with their voice, with their mouth, with their anger and rage. Allah tells us to die in your rage. It says in the Holy Quran, يُرِدُونَ لِيُتْفِئُوا نُورُ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ, that they want to blow out the truth. They want to destroy your ability to see right by telling you things, by having a voice or a law or a judgment that's against truth, that's against your mind, that's against reality. That's what they want to do. يُرِدُونَ لِيُتْفِئُوا نُورُ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They want to blow out the light. That's what Allah says. They want to blow out all of the lights so you can't see. So you can't tell right from wrong. So you get confused, and the next thing you know, you're following the crowd. If you could see, you don't have to follow anything but that which you believe in, and you can see where you're going. Allah says, all of us believers, whether you have physical eyes, physical hearing or not, all of the believers will be given an ability to tell right from wrong. You will be given an authority. You'll be given a light where you will walk straight in your path. You will be given an illumination where you will walk straight in your path. You'll have introspect where you'll be able to discern right from wrong. Inner thinking, inner reflection, inner knowledge, inner truth, inner ability to tell right from wrong. That's treasure, brothers and sisters. Well, that's our reward. That's treasure. That is the greatest treasure in creation, is have the words of your Lord, Allah, in you in such a way that it has developed you with an ability to tell right from wrong. Correctly tell right from wrong. Ongoingly, day or night, tell right from wrong. And it doesn't matter if it's in print. It doesn't matter if somebody's saying it. It doesn't matter if grandma taught it to you, because, you know, in the old days, you weren't allowed not to believe in Jesus the way that the slave master had taught to believe in Jesus. You were to believe that it was okay to slap you over and over again for the sake of the slave master and his society or his way of doing things. Because they were taught, if he slapped you, turn the other cheek. If he deprived you, then it was okay to be willing to sacrifice and to deny your willingness to run away or to fight. They didn't teach you to fight back. If they really gave you real religion, then they'd do that. You'd be doing the same thing they were doing. Every time a white man had an enemy, he fought the enemy. He tried everything he could to conquer the enemy. And they have been fighting each other up in Ireland and England and Wales and France and all these places, Germany. They've been fighting each other for centuries and centuries and centuries. The white man is not a submitter. He's not somebody that you slap him on the cheek, he turn the other cheek. But here we were in America, the slaves under the white people, the Europeans. I'm not talking about their skin only. I could identify them by their skin. We can identify them by their skin. But look at their history. Their history has not tried to make you equal. They're still not trying to make you equal. They tell that lie about justice and all of that, but that's not what they're trying to give you. The Muslim is told that we would be criminals to get underneath another people who are trying to teach us to turn away from anything but Allah's guidance. That's what we're taught. So we're not in a position with our soul being at stake. Our souls are at stake, brothers and sisters. We're not in a position to let them manipulate us, to let them use us, abuse us, and make us into fools and freaks and disobedient, rebellious people, rebelling against Allah. We're not in a position to do that. You will be turned into a criminal if you let those criminals do you like that. So I hope you're getting something out of what we're talking about today, inshallah. I hope so. I'm going to try to get this tape out to everybody. And nobody speaks for us better than we do. Nobody speaks for the whole world better than we do. The Muslims are told that you are the ones that call people to this religion, call people to the faith, call people to Allah. That's what we're told. And we're told that we are the best callers. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's called the one who calls people to the faith. And he's called Nazira, and he's called a warner, and he's called many names. Da'i, he's the one who calls, the one who gives a da'wah. Brothers and sisters, we're going to stop. But I wanted to put some emphasis on our ongoing duty to spread this message, ongoing duty to learn this message. We are told that the learned person is harder on the devil. The learned person is harder on the devil. The learned man is harder on the devil than 1,000 unlearned worshipers. That's what we're taught. I hope you see yourself as a learned person or one who's willing to do that. You should sacrifice some time to learn what Allah says in the Holy Quran and remember it. Allah tells us during the Ramadan to read the whole Quran, 1/30 each day. But many of us, unfortunately, don't do it during Ramadan when everybody else is doing it. Usually when there's a big people doing something, everybody follows it. But that shows you the depths of the devil and how much influence and power, how much gravity he's got over the minds of the people in these captured worlds, these captured societies like America and England, France and Germany. A lot of Muslims are running up to these European countries. And I thank Allah that many of them are taking the religion with them. But one of the things that happens is that we lose many, many people to the attractive things, the temptations of the European society. And the voice of the media, the wicked Israelis and Zionists and different ones. And incidentally, the Jews, we have to be careful because Allah says most of them are perverted transgressors, not all of them. Most of them are perverted, not all of them. There are Jews who tell the other Jews that they call the Zionists, don't be saying you a Jew because you ain't a real Jew. You a Zionist. You one from Europe who wants to get down into Israel and have you a hangout in Israel and then run the world from there. So, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, these politicians in America who say, we support Israel all the way, we support Israel all the way, I'm telling you that many of them are Zionists who are manipulating power and guidance and good sense any that we would have away from America and getting all the support of America for Israel. I'm here to tell you that the biggest welfare recipient of this country is, and who don't do nothing for it, never give nothing back, is Israel. billions and billions of American tax dollars, things you working for when you get paid, or things that you, money that you should be receiving to bring your, the quality of your citizenship up in America, you're not getting that because the Zionists are among all of these politicians manipulating American dollars over into Israel. You better wake up. And that's what they're using to stump believers with over there. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. From Allah we to Allah we belong, and unto Allah is our return. Brothers and sisters, I hope we not sleep. I hope, don't let your mind get so tired from trying to see what the world is doing that you forget to study your Holy Quran and make your prayers and all those things, because our worship is for Allah. So we don't get distracted by what the world is doing. But I just wanted to tell you that, see, you study Quran so much, and then Allah will, the Quran, Allah will have that Quran process your mind so that you could just look with a gaze and see all kind of stuff going on that everybody else can't see. Because Allah is cultivating us into the greatest mind that's walking this planet. That's what's happening to me and you. That's what's happening to us. We're getting our treasure. This Quran and our understanding is a treasure. The old scripture says, in all you're getting, get that understanding. Yeah, you can think. You got the knowledge, and then you can think. And then when you got that knowledge and that wisdom, and you thinking, and you believe and trust in Allah, he'll let that wisdom bless your understanding to be straight up. It'll be strong. You'll be guided rightly. You don't have to worry. And when people come to you, you'll be firm and strong and established and rooted, and they can't. We better wake up. This is our day. All praise to Allah. Keep studying, brothers and sisters. Keep up your prayers. Keep your faith strong. Keep believing. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wasn't successful for no reason. He was successful for a reason, and he didn't even have knowledge, couldn't even read. He didn't get the knowledge until Allah gave him the real knowledge of the Holy Quran. Before that, all he had was a lot of grief. And Allah had to tell him over and over again, don't grieve yourself over these unbelievers, many of whom were related to him, torturing him in the land he was born in. But Allah saved him, and Allah made him the greatest knowledgeable man on the planet, carrying the greatest knowledge on the planet. He didn't even get to use it all. But he brought this message so it would come to us, and he said, that just like Jesus said one time, he told his disciples, he said, many of you will do greater works than I do. You'll do greater things than I do. Well, brothers and sisters, Allah has let us come right on through the world. We haven't suffered half the things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to suffer. He saved us from all kinds of crazy stuff, crazy thinking. When his son died on the day it was an eclipse, and people ran to him and said, oh, this is a bad omen. Oh, look. He said, no. He said, when Allah wants to have an eclipse, he gives an eclipse. It has nothing to do with the death of my son. So he saved us from a whole bunch of spooky stuff. They murdered one of his favorite uncles who was protecting him, cut the man's chest open and was biting his heart and liver and stuff. That shows you what kind of enemies he had. And the people that was some of his worst enemies was related to him. But they weren't related to him in spirit and in worship of Allah. They were related to him only in the flesh. Why the Muslims can't do what some Muslims do and pass down leadership through blood. You only get chosen and lifted up by obeying Allah. So brothers and sisters, let us be that way. Don't worry about your children who may go astray, or relatives who may go astray or lose their way or get captured in the life of this world. Our duty is to just keep moving forward. Just keep moving forward with all of our might, all of our strength, and keep obeying Allah with all the understanding we can use. May Allah bless each and every one of us. Inna Allahumma ameen. Inna Allahumma la'ikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya yuhaladina amanu salamu alayhi wa salimu taslima. And that means Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. For you believe, do you likewise give him a great salute. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala And that means, O Allah, exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did exalt Abraham and his family. And O Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did bless Ibrahim and his family. For surely you are praised and magnified. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna muttaqina imama. Our Lord, give us wives and offspring that will be a comfort to our eyes and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna 'ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter and save us from the chastisement of the fire. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna 'ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Rabbana hab lana min rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna muttaqina imama. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabannar. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna 'ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Our Lord, let's plant our feet firmly and forgive us our sins and all that we, anything we may have done that transgressed our duty. Plant our feet firmly and give us faith, give us strength against those who stand against faith. Amen. Akimus salat. May Allah forgive me for my mistakes. And may Allah bless those who are ill and those who are on a journey and have mercy upon them and give them strength to return to their family. And may Allah bless those who have returned to him, who died, and forgive them their sins, admit them into paradise, and have mercy upon them. Alhamdulillah. Ameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya al-salah, hayya al-salah, hayya al-falah, hayya al-falah. Qad qama al-salah, qad qama al-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulullah.
A style, make your line straight. This is Salatul Juma, the two rakas. We're praying only to Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
No, Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير امه اخرجت للناس تامرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولا امن اهل الكتاب الا كان خيرا لهم إن هم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون. الله أكبر.
نعم نعم.
سمي الله لمن حمده.
نعم نعم.
الله.
نعم
الله أكبر.
نعم الله.
الله.
الله
أكبر. الله.
الله أكبر.
الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس مالك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
سمي الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, may Allah bless each and every one of you. Takbir, takbir, takbir. Can't forget to say that. That means, takbir means to, you're telling everybody to say Allahu Akbar. So when you say takbir, everybody says Allahu Akbar. Like that. May Allah bless each and every one of you. We ask Allah's mercy upon all of us, his guidance, and we want you to stay strong, be motivated, don't be discouraged. Try not to watch too much television, because the Israelis are only going to show you mostly the things that's good for them, and they'll show you the confusing things about other people, lies and nonsense. So don't put your head too much into it. The laws will be done, and trust me, they will not get away with what they're doing. And there's very little you could do about it, because they got they've hoodwinked most of America and the other Western countries. And so sometimes Allah has to fight your battle for you because it's too big. But keep in your heart and in your mind, faith in Allah, love for Allah, and love for the believers, and support as much as you can in whatever way you're doing. Inshallah, we'll have some Holy Qurans coming by the first of the month, and we're working on that now. Not the first of this month. Let me see. This is a day. Yeah, might have it by the first of the of January coming up. Yeah. So we're working on that. And if we have some, we'll share them. But if you can order some, then get the Qurans and share them with other people. And everybody needs to understand that for a lot of believers, the money's coming out of our pockets. So, you know, I don't know where, you know, some people are supported by Islamic organizations and all, and we are not. So we can't order like we did last time. I think one time we ordered 10 cases of Quran. It was a lot of money. And we thank Allah that we were able to do it and we were able to get them out. But, you know, sometimes people, we become thoughtless. We move like a herd almost. And we don't realize that people are, you know, having to put in a lot of work to try to do to obey Allah and do things that our community needs to get done. But it's not easy, so we have to help out. And as easily as we stick our hand out, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A hand that's pointed down and giving is superior to the hand that's pointed up and begging." And we're told as Muslims, do not beg, but cooperate and unify so that we can help each other. And then we'll go ahead with that. My primary duty is to teach this religion to the best of my ability and to keep an eye out and on our culture and to watch out for the media treachery that's going on today that's coming in from the Israelis. And you got to believe that most of the people, the leaders in America are fools, and the politicians, the money people, the legal people, the judges, they're fools or they're in on it, and they're helping the Israelis with all their might, and they don't give a hoot about you. I know that you didn't hear the Israelis say anything when people were mad at some of these groups that were trying to help African-Americans. I haven't heard any of the groups, even Black Lives Matter, I haven't heard any of them talk against the dope directly to the people. And that's what you got to do. You got to talk against the dope directly to the people. And don't depend on the media to carry your program for you, because every time they're going to twist it. Allah says in the Holy Quran, they change things. It says the Jews change things from their right times and places. So they'll manipulate your program and make you into a fool. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. May Allah bless you.